Welcome to the Sales Not Selling Podcast, where veteran sales professional Stacy Garrett will cover topics that will help you be more successful at sales without selling. Learn tips and tricks for success, as well as ways to be your best authentic self.
Hello, and thank you for joining me on my podcast, Sales Not Selling. My name is Stacy Garrett. I've been in sales for 25 years, and I've grown my book of promotional products, also known as swag, business every year except once since I started. My goal with this podcast is to share small nuggets of information I hope will help you be more successful in sales and hopefully a little happier while doing it. Today, I'm going to talk about how incredibly important it is to build rapport with your prospect before you try to, quote, sell them something. Figure out a little more about them before you just jump in with your pitch. Sounds obvious, right? Well, let me give you some examples where that doesn't happen so you can make sure you don't fall for this issue of going straight for the sale. Okay, you're browsing LinkedIn for leads and you see the perfect client come up in your feed. So you connect with them. No message, no note, just a connection request. Okay, how do you feel when someone does that to you? Do you accept those connections? I don't. And based on some very, very scientific research I did with a LinkedIn post of mine, I'm not alone. Okay, so you go a step ahead and you include a note. That note says, "Hey there, prospect." Obviously, you're not going to say prospect. "Let me tell you about this amazing product I have. Do you have time to chat so I can tell you how awesome I am?" Okay, so maybe this is a bit extreme, but I see it all the time. Like actually probably every other day. But seriously, don't start with the pitch. Stop it now. Start by following the person. Get to see what they post. Follow the company. Get to see what they post. Comment on their posts to get your name just a little more familiar. Learn about what seems to be of value to them. After you start to feel like you have a better understanding, then you connect. You send a message that is about them. What you notice, why you wanted to connect, or whatever. So an example, I saw someone come in my LinkedIn feed that posted something about Chewy, the dog food and med company. And they were sharing this just really lovely story. I commented on it. I looked at his profile. I engaged a bit. And then I finally connected with him and said, "I love what you said about Chewy. I also loved them. I figured it'd be great to connect with someone that sees such great value in a business that's doing what most companies hardly think of doing." That was it. Nothing about what I do. I then happened to post something a few days later about how amazing Chewy is and what I think they do that is amazing about them. I then sent a message to that person I had connected to and told him that he inspired my post. Note, I have not said anything to him about what I do at all in this interaction. Have I gotten them as a customer yet? Nope. But I guarantee you that when I finally give him that so-called pitch, that he will hear it much more than if I had led with the pitch. Okay, so what if you're not using LinkedIn for your first opportunity to pitch someone? Is it via email? Did you get a meeting, the first meeting? Maybe you met them at an industry event. Doesn't really matter where you have this first opportunity, really. Take the time to build rapport with them. Ask them questions and then actually listen to the answers without already thinking of what you're going to say in response. This is really hard for a lot of salespeople to do. They may think they're listening, but in my experience, most of us can be a little better at it. I love asking easy questions first and just simple chit-chat to start out. Lighten the mood. Keep things casual. Be yourself. Well, unless you're a total jerk, then try being the best version of yourself. Okay, seriously, try to get to know the person. It may sound cliche, but ask about the darn weather. Don't ask questions that you should have figured out already. If you know they're based in Florida and there was just a hurricane, then the weather may not be the right topic. But then again, maybe it is, so you can show you care about how they did with the hurricane. I have no problem admitting I'm not great at geography, so I might ask them if they were in the path of the most recent hurricane, knowing that they lived in Florida. Break down barriers and get everyone just a little more comfortable. That is part of the rapport building. Then ask questions about things related to what you offer. Ask them what they need. Ask them their pain points. Don't tell them what you can do for them. Learn what they need. So one, you can make sure you are a good fit. And two, you highlight the things that are actually important to them. In my business, when I'm talking to a new potential customer, I want to know why they're even taking a meeting with me. When I ask what's going well with their current company, what isn't going well, that gives me a ton of information. What if they say what's going well is exactly what our strengths are? Woohoo! I'm already thinking about that new car that I'm going to buy when I close out this deal. Okay, not quite yet. They then tell you the things that aren't going well, and you realize those are also things that you aren't that good at. For example, if a client says that they love their current promotional products company because they're super creative, great people, and always give the coolest ideas, I might do a fist pump in the air, like, yes, I got this. Then they say, but they're so expensive. Oh, screeching halt. Uh-oh. I'm not saying that we are the most expensive, but in my experience, we're a better fit for a company that places more value on getting things that are amazingly creative and top-notch quality than focused on the price. So I need to ask more questions. Notice, I haven't even thought about my pitch yet. I'm just listening to see if I'm even a good fit at this point and to help me know what areas I need to emphasize when I do explain what we do for this client. I've built up enough of a rapport with the prospect at this point that me asking the additional questions without just jumping into what I can do, that it comes across as caring about their pain points and not just about selling them something. That rapport will go a long way in your life as a sales professional. You may not get the sale that day if you aren't the right fit, but this is a relationship that you can keep and will be part of your future in ways you never knew existed. Okay, so just last night, I was at dinner with some new friends. I have no idea what one of the friends does for work, except something that gives her a spring break. So likely school, working at a school in some way. They were talking about buying a new car and an RV. Each person happened to be doing that same thing at the same time. I was kind of paying attention to their particular conversation. And I heard one of them say, I just hate salespeople. Okay, as you can imagine, that grabbed my attention. I then go on to hear them explaining how the second they pulled into the lot, they're like vultures swooping in to get their prey. Both of them had this experience in the last couple of weeks, so this really had my attention. One of them complained that the salesperson just walked up and started asking questions about budget. They answered with $20,000 to $300,000 if it's the right RV. That really threw the salesperson off, and that was the intention. All the salesperson cared about was the price. But couldn't they have done something else to build rapport first? If you were in RV sales and a person pulled into your lot, what would you do? For me, I'd probably walk out with two bottles of water, if it's warm, or an umbrella if it's raining, and offer it to them. I would then ask if they currently have an RV. Oh, you do? What kind? Oh, that's so nice. I love that RV. What's making you want to look for something different? Find out their objections. What problems are they really trying to solve? The chances are really good. They've already done a ton of research online, and that is what got them to you in the first place. Once you hear really what they like and don't like, then the last question is about budget. People generally hate talking about finances, so make that last and ask it in a way that doesn't feel like you're going to try and get them to spend all of their money. I might say something like, the hardest question is about budget. I know it really depends on what you love, but do you have a ballpark max? Mostly, I just want to be mindful of your price point so I can show you the best options for your money versus showing you things that might be over your budget. So that might be an example of what I'd say. It shows that you care about them and only want to know so that you don't try to upsell them. Does that mean you're not going to get them to go over their budget? Nope. This just means you would be able to tell them why you weren't showing a particular model, and then they still want to see it. It isn't because you tried to take all their money. That is what rapport does. It starts to build trust and a relationship. As a salesperson, I understand why most people say they hate salespeople. I mean, most of them are like the example I just gave. They focus first on what's in it for them, seeing dollar signs the second you walk in the door. They then skip to that instead of the essence of the relationship, no matter how big or small of a purchase. I actually volunteer for an organization that is helping the endangered Hawaiian monk seal. So I get to talk to people from all over the world about seals. I'm not selling anything necessarily, but I do want to help educate the public about Hawaiian monk seals and help make their engagement with one a positive experience. I've realized that to do that and break down barriers, I need to ask easy questions of them to start to build some rapport. I ask if they've ever seen a Hawaiian monk seal. This is an easy question, and it's a super easy answer. Then I ask questions, again, that are easy. Where are you visiting from? How long are you in Kona? Again, just asking about them and building rapport. Then I start to ask questions related to the seal. I'll ask if they have any guess on how much this particular seal weighs. They have fun guessing, and then I get my first chance to teach them about Hawaiian monk seals. Every single time I respond to a monk seal in the Kona area, I end up chatting with people and building rapport. And every single time I've had multiple people come back again before my shift is over and ask me more questions. They'll chat with me about other things or to have me tell a friend or child some of the information I shared with them. If I just started spouting out boring information about this blob on the beach, I don't think they would have heard me as well. And certainly I wouldn't have as much fun. I make them part of the learning and information which makes it all more memorable. Okay, so it's not really much about sales, but I hope you can see in this example, my sales experience has helped me in this basic human interaction. Now think about your next prospecting meeting. How can you build rapport early on through your email, your phone exchange, your LinkedIn? What can you do to not jump right into your pitch? It may not be so natural, so practice. I appreciate you joining me for the Sales Not Selling podcast today. I would really love to see this podcast get into more people's devices. Can you help me by sharing this with someone you know that's in sales or maybe a small business owner? I would sincerely appreciate it. If you think of a topic you'd like me to discuss or have any suggestions for me to make this podcast better, let me know by connecting at StacyGarrett29, that's StacyGarrett, lucky number 29 on LinkedIn, or you can find my podcast page on LinkedIn and Facebook by searching Sales, Not Selling. Have a wonderful day and keep on being the best you.